And welcome back, everybody, to Brian Severn Stadium here in Helena. The Tigers lead the Winoka Rail 16-8 here as the second quarter about to get underway. And you can tell a little bit as we see Robert Perreault with the big run. Timberlake's game plan is to try to remove Kaysen Olsen from the game as much as they can. It's been much harder for Kaysen to find running room than it has for, say, Robert Perreault, who they really weren't totally prepared for, it looks like, a little bit.
Yeah, not a lot of people are prepared for Robert, because, you know, like I was saying about Robert, you can put him in the backfield. They've got him listed as a tailback, you know, but how many times is he lined up? Does he come across on a sweep? You know, they're not afraid to try to hit him on a slant, you know. And all these run plays Winoka's doing, be prepared for one of these slant plays here soon.
Two receivers wide each side. This might be it right here. Now we got one tailback. It's Brady. Olsen under center. Toss sweep to Drake Brady around the near side. He's hemmed up and hit hard at the end and laid down that time. Merrick Judd and Dylan Schloop on the tackle. And Drake Brady took a shot and lost. It looks like about 3 or 4 yards on that play. Big defensive play that time by the Timberlake Tigers on the edge. Going to be third and goal from the 8.
As many holes that they've allowed to open up in big plays, I'm really impressed when you get down here in a much tighter field position, how well Timberlake plays on defense.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the size. I mean, Timberlake's not small up front. Schloop, Sands, Cade Redding. It's not like they can't hold their own up there. They just don't have 320 like Joseph Morrell in that center spot. And we're gonna blow this one dead. Looks like we get a timeout here. And it is a timeout by Timberlake. So we'll take it with them. 11:09 left in the half, 16-8. Timberlake in front, but Winoka now inside the 10-yard line. We'll be back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Welcome back, everybody, to Alfalfa County. Timberlake leads Winoka 16-8, but the Rails now with a third and goal from the 8-yard line. And they're going to line up quickly out of the timeout there. So Timberlake using their first timeout, Winoka using their second timeout that time. Now one receiver wide each side, Olsen in the shotgun. He's got Drake Brady to his left. Man in motion is Perreault, goes inside to the slot. There goes the snap. He looks across the middle of the field for Olsen. Nowhere to throw. Throws it out to the flat to the right side. He's got a man open. He lowers his shoulder, ducks into the end zone, and touchdown Rails.
Cooper Rich.
Cooper Rich again. That time they had him. They tried to rein him in, but he was just too big, and that's two touchdowns now for Cooper Rich. And that time they just sneak him out into that flat and find him open, and that's been something Winoka has been able to take advantage of here. It's Cooper Rich having a whale of a game.
About to toot my own horn that nobody's going to believe me, but that was actually exactly what I had in my head, you know, was, you know, Cooper's going to show block and then he's going to kind of break off.
And now a two-point conversion. Olsen's got Perreault to his right. He goes out for the wheel route. Olsen's just going to take off. He's got green grass in front of him. Can he get to the pylon? No, he's stuck hard and blown up. That time, good pursuit by the Tigers. And Dylan Schloop again lays a hit on Kaysen Olsen and stops a two-point conversion. So two-point conversion up short, but Winoka cuts the lead to 2, 16-14 your score with 11:01 left in the half. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
And welcome back, everybody, to Helena. We've got another tight one. It was 8-6 a year ago. It's 16-14 now with 11:01 left in the first half. Timberlake in front by 2, and now Winoka going to kick off back to the Tigers. Elsewhere in some other classes, Class B right now, Laverne getting beat by Warika 8-6 in the second quarter. Shattuck only up by two on Alec 8-6. Davenport up 14-0 on Summit Christian. Regent Prep up 28-0 on Wetumpka. Valco Forgan in front of Tipton 14-8. Dewar up in front of Covington Douglas 18-0. And now Laverne just scored. It's now 12-8. They lead that one. And looks like Turpin 24-8 down to Velma Alma. And Pioneers blowing out Quinton 32-0. That game probably going to be over here shortly. Another onside kick. This time Cooper Rich grounds it. It's on the ground. It snuck through. There's a pile down on it. Looked like Timberlake got on top of it. And they did. A little bit of a bad shortstop hop that time. Almost snuck through there. And Winoka's going to keep trying. Did they pull one of those off?
It really looked like Robert Perot had an opportunity to get in there and potentially get it, you know. But when you get down underneath the pile, you never know how the ball is going to get moved around. You know, and fortunately for Timberlake, they were able to pull the ball in and set up for hopefully another good drive for them.
Well, the problem with onside kicking is you now give the other team the ball midfield, as it's now at the 49-yard line. Timberlake in the shotgun, two receivers to his right. Option play to the right to Pippen. He does get the edge. He gets down to the 45. He's finally brought down. Kaysen Olsen coming up to make the stop, but just shy of the 40-yard line. Might be enough for a first down. He's right at it. That time, Pippen got down the field. 10 yards for anyone got him. It is indeed a first down, so one toss. A little option play to the near side, and now first down, first play of that drive for Timberlake.
You know, Winoka's not really playing too bad on defense, even on a play like that. You know, but you can, when you have the speed of Timberlake and the IQ they have, it's hard to make plays.
Snap give to Pippen, but Cooper Rich comes up and makes a move outside, but Pippen makes a move and gets away from Rich and ducks up inside and picks up about 5 yards on the edge as Cooper Rich was there to meet him, and Pippen juked him a little bit. And took it up about, looks like 6 yards they gave him. What a pickup that time by Pippen. Looks like it was going to be a loss. And Rich kind of didn't expect him to hop back up in there that quickly. The ball going to be spotted at the 35-yard line. Second now and four for the Tigers. I formation this time. Two tight ends. Toss sweep right side to Pippen. He tries to get a lead block, but he's stuck up inside Perot. Forces him to move, but Pippen's still on his feet. And he's hit by about two or three railroaders, finally brought down by Drake Brady, not before he gets a first down, and he is hard to tackle.
He's shifty. You know, that's what I talked about pregame. We talked about earlier how well Robert Perot tackles. You know, Robert had a perfect opportunity. He just could, Pippen just keeps his legs moving, you know, and it is hard to wrap him up.
And not only that, he seems to run harder the bigger the game gets. We saw him against Medford, maybe their biggest game before this one, and he was a man possessed in that one. Here goes a snap and the give around the left side. This time Judd comes around and he's stuck up at the 20-yard line and brought down. They corral Merrick Judd. Olsen again has to come up from that safety spot and make the read. And if it wasn't for Kaysen Olsen, there might be some touchdowns here. He's been able to get up in there and stop him from breaking a big one, but it's still a pickup of about 4 yards. Second and six.
One thing about these Timberlake runners, you know, these guys played last year and they felt like they should have been in the state championship game last year. You know, so they got a lot to play for right now.
Bunch formation around the right side. Jenlick, a keeper all the way, and it's read nicely by the rails, and they brought him down for a loss as Timberlake tried to throw something new at him there, and that time Winoka had it read. Oh, it wasn't a loss. He picked up maybe a half a yard, so going to be third and four now. With eight, under 9 minutes to play, 16-14, Timberlake in front, and now they're in the red zone, as that 2 plays ago pushed them in. Now they got a one receiver wide each side, two backs either side of Jenlick. One is Pippen, and one is Carter Sands, who gets the give, and he takes it now around the guard up into inside the 15-yard line to the 14, and did he get a first down? Looks like he did. First down, Timberlake. And they're getting 4 or 5 yards before the rails can even get up there to lay a hand on the running back. So right now, the guys up front for the Tigers are winning some of those battles.
Yeah, and I think a lot of what allowed that play to develop was the fact that they put those two guys out on out wide, because, you know, they showed that they might be passing the ball, you know, and it forced the field to open up a little bit.
First and 10 from the 14. I formation, Timberlake. Toss sweep to Pippen. Sands throws a block. He tries to get the edge. Sloop goes a block. He does get the edge. He's drugged down. He loses the ball, but goes out of bounds. as he was grabbed on the arm trying to get to the end zone and lost it out of bounds, but it's going to be another big gain that time for the Tigers. He's going to be about a yard shy of the first down, so 9-yard pickup. Looked like he was about to go in for a touchdown, but lost the football.
Tegan Allison's going to get credit for the tackle on that, but man, Robert Perot came in at the last second, kind of really made him pay.
Second and a short one for the Tigers. They lead by two, 16-14, 7:48 and a half. Eye formation gives to J.J. Pippen, up right around his guard, inside, touchdown, Timberlake Tigers. J.J. Pippen, why not one more? That was going to go down as about a 5-yard touchdown run that time. Give him six. Now they'll line up for the two-point conversion. 22-14 now, Timberlake in front by a little bit more with 7:42 here in the half. Now they line up. Carter Sands going to line up wide near side. Dylan Schlup wide far side. Two backs in the backfield. Merrick Judd and J.J. Pippen with Jenlin. Snap to Gibbs to Merrick Judd. Terry tries to get the edge. They come up and stick him in the legs, and they shut him out of the end zone for the two-point conversion. So one stop for a two-point conversion of the possession before. Now Winoka stops this one, but the score is still 22-14 Tigers with 7:42 left in the half. We'll be back after this. Our K101 road to the top.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down at 0% APR for 84 months and save up to $1,700, plus no payments for 90 days. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena. The Timberlake Tigers lead the Winoka Railroaders 22-14, and a big stop that time by the Rails keeps it with a one-possession game here.
You know, and you hate saying this early in the game, even this early in the second quarter, that this is kind of a drive Winoka has got to score on, but the way Timberlake is moving the ball and scoring the ball, you know, Winoka's going to have to keep pace with them.
Well, here's where that Buffalo game comes in handy. They've been in one of these before. And this is a team that had to play in a lot of them a year ago. Now some of the personnel's a little bit different, but they have been here. And especially when you look at a senior like Kaysen Olsen, this is still a kind of a young Timberlake team. A lot of juniors on this squad. They're going to be back in a year, and that's going to be even scarier. But
yeah, Timberlake's going to be good for the next couple of years.
Well, now a squib kick goes out of bounds right around the 48-yard line as Timberlake tried to give Winoka a taste of their own medicine. Did not work out. Ball rolls out at the 46.
Now, one thing I said all last year, and you know, I've seen it a couple times this year with Winoka, is they'll wear you down. They'll make you tired. By the time you get the third, fourth quarter, then they'll start kind of cramming it down your throat. But with how well Timberlake is coached, the experience they have on the coaching staff, the athletes they have, I just don't think that's going to happen.
Now, I mean, right now, games of this magnitude, I don't know if anyone ever feels really worn down. I feel like this is the time when kind of, you know, you're like, this could be your season. So everybody's, you know, bringing everything in the tank there. One receiver wide each side, shotgun snap to Olsen. The give is up inside to Perot. He's stuck at the line of scrimmage by a host of Tigers. Dalton Lehrer was there. Dalton, we mentioned, first year in football. They talked him into coming out and playing football. He's been pretty productive.
Well, like Coach Severn talked about in this pregame, there's a DNA about football here at Timberlake and around this part of the country. You know, so it doesn't take much for these kids that are to pick it up.
One receiver wide each side, one back in the backfield with Olsen. Shotgun snap that gives this to Perot, and he stuck instantly and brought down Carter Sands that time. Read it perfectly. And brings Perot down, and that time they tried to run the play that Perot broke open a little bit ago. That time Carter Sands couldn't run it twice at the same time. He reads it that time.
I said it a while back earlier. I'm just waiting for that opportunity for Winoka to go over the top because we know they have the ability to. This may be that time when they need to.
Third and 10, Perot wide near side. One back in the backfield is Brady. Kaysen Olsen's got a roll to his right. He's just got to take off, and there's a flag for a hold in the background. As nice penetration that time by Timberlake. That is Cade Severin, coach's nephew, getting back there.
Yeah, Severin just blew up on the snap, and Drake Brady was unable to pick him up. So, you know, Brady just did the best he could, reached out.
It was that or a loss, and it was third down. So now, going to be third and a lot longer, though. But at least you have another down. That was probably punt territory had that not worked out. So at least you get another crack at it, I guess. But your field position going to be all the way back now at the 20 or the 31-yard line, and a third and a mile. Upcoming for the Rails. I mean, this is third and 26 or 27 here. Olsen in the gun, one receiver far side, one back in the backfield. He gets the snap. He's under pressure. He's got to get away from it. Little pitch forward to Drake Brady. Drake Brady's got a little room. Lear has to run him down and pushes him out of bounds. As it looked exciting for a while there, but it's only about a pickup of about 15, but they needed him.
Good job.
About 12 more.
Good job by Brady recognizing that the defense had kind of blew it up, and so you know, he just kind of found that spot and was able to get Kaysen.
Well, nice job by Kaysen Olsen, who was under pressure, found the open guy, a little bit of a shovel pass forward to Brady, and kept his head up the whole time, surveyed the field. That's what you need out of your leader. They're going to go for it here on fourth, and it looks like 16.
I wonder if they'll quick kick it.
And now goes the snap to Olsen. Perot goes in motion to the slot. He's going to go in tight now. It does look like they are going to kick it. There goes the snap, and Olsen will punt it away. Good call there by my partner, and that's going to bounce dead at the 26-yard line. So Olsen punts it and gives the ball back to the Tigers, and they're going to swap positions. 22-14, Timberlake in front here with 6:05 to go. And now the Timberlake offense going to retake the field, and this is a big defensive possession for Winoka.
Yeah, just like I said, they needed to score on that last possession. They didn't do it, so now it's the must-stop opportunity right now for them. And Trent, I just got a question. Where is these light winds we saw in the forecast?
Because it's picked up.
I'm not feeling those light winds.
Getting a little chilly out here. They're not heavy winds, I'd say, by any stretch of the imagination. Now Timberlake's got two receivers far side, one near side. Jenlick in the gun. He's got one back. It's Pippen. Little option play pitch to Pippen around the right side. He's hemmed in at the 25. Falls forward for a couple. And Drake Brady on the tackle that time. Looks like also Michael Solomon in on that one. Pickup of about two, and or looks like one. They're only going to give him one. And anytime you can hold J.J. Pippen to 1 yard, that's a win for the Winoka defense at this point.
And that's what Winoka needs to do. They just need to be smart. Don't over-pursue. We've seen that a couple times tonight already. Don't try to do too much. Just kind of wait until you can make the tackle.
Yeah, both teams settling in. Spread formation now for Timberlake. Two receivers wide each side. Jenlick's all alone in the backfield in the shotgun. He's going to spread out now. He's telling Dylan Sloop to go even further outside. Spreading the field anymore, and we're going to get a timeout because Timberlake did not like it. So timeout Tigers, 22-14, Timberlake in front of Winoka, 5:17 left in the half. We're going to take a break, be right back. Do not leave us. Great football game here in Alena. Back after this, our K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena. 22-14, Timberlake in front of Winoka. And the surprise scores keep coming in. Cashin and Hooker tied at 14 right now. Moreland up 20-0 on Crescent, at Crescent. Texoma, Ringling 8, Texoma 0. So the Red Devils hanging in there. Pawhuska up big, 28-0. 36-7 Pawnee in front. Thomas up 34-0 on Tonkawa. And here Timberlake puts a man in motion. J.J. Pippen comes across the jet sweep. They fake it to him and held on to Jenlick. He's going to toss one deep right side to Merrick Judd. And he's got him open. And Merrick Judd comes down with it. Threw it to his back shoulder. Judd turns around and makes the play. And Judd was open deep and nice adjustment on the football and a big pickup that time. Ethan Jenlick to Merrick Judd. He's going to catch it right around the 26 of the rails. Yeah. What a play.
Perreault had good coverage for the most part. He just kind of got his head turned the wrong way around. By the time he came back around, the ball was already there.
It's a 49-yard pass play. I formation now for Timberlake, set up at the 26-yard line. Toss sweep left side. Pippen, he's going to cut it around inside. They force him back to the middle of the field. He's hit, but not before he picked up a couple of yards. And they're going to give him three. And Morrell with the tackle that time. Second and 7 upcoming for the Tigers. With under 5 to play in this half.
You were given those Class A scores. You know, do you think basically everybody's playing for a chance at runner-up this year? Because Huska's unbelievable.
I would say Cashin is always, especially defensively, can stand up to Huska. You got to slow down that offense. Now an I formation and a roll to the right by Jenlick. He fakes the pass and keeps the ball. Finds a little crease, and now he's going to jump past it. Outside, finds Dalton Lear open in the end zone. What a decision that time by Jenlick. He thought he was going to run. A little bit of a hot pass. Lear finds himself open in the back on the right side of the end zone for a touchdown. Timberlake Tigers.
Unbelievable job right there by Jenlick to stay open. Yeah, he had two Railroaders in pursuit. He stepped up. Looked like he was going to take off, like he said, and then all of a sudden he recognized the open man and just made a little dump over the top.
And Timberlake's really good when plays break down and making something out of it. And then that time, a little bit of creativity from Jenlick. And so many good players on this team. Timberlake's problem is they're going to knock each other out of contention for player of the year in Class C. Now there's a snap to Jenlick. He rolls to his right, looking towards the end zone. He can't find anybody. Hesitation pass, and finally Merrick Judd gets open. Just backside of the end zone, and they lost track of him, and he finds a little crease there for the touchdown or for the two-point conversion. 30-14 your score. Timberlake in front with 4:14 left in the half. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bryan Severn Stadium. The Timberlake Tigers up now 30-14 on Winoko, 4:14 left in the half. And just like that, a couple big plays that time by Timberlake, and they found ways to do it on the ground, and now they found ways to do it in the air.
Well, that's, you know, that touchdown and two-point conversion, that's exactly what you think Timberlake can do with the athletes that they have. You know, you get so worried about the run, you're so worried about what Pippen could do, it's gonna open up those opportunities.
Like, well, and that's a play too where you miss a Jace Dunn, who's maybe the fastest guy in this Winoka team. That time Merrick Judd on that big play just beat everybody down the sideline, and he's a tough cover even if you know it's coming. I mean, that's the kind of speed you're dealing with right now. And now here comes the squib kick around the 40-yard line, squeezes through and goes out of bounds. Looks like they're gonna knock it out around the 35. Pretty good kick that time by the Tigers, and Winoka takes over in their own territory.
Yeah, if they could have kept it in bounds, Judd was making a good run at the ball. He may have been able to get down if they could have just had it a little bit different.
Yeah, it just squeezed out outside of his arms there. Would have had a little bit of room. Ethan Jenlick not in on defense. He's over on the sideline with his helmet off, taking a break this play. I got two receivers out wide, right? And now the keeper by Olsen to the inside, and he's stuck instantly. And the ball's on the ground again, but it looks like Perreault fell on top of it. And another close call is Kaysen Olsen carrying that ball out there. That time Timberlake was looking for it and almost came up with another turnover. 1 yard gain on the play for Kaysen.
Yeah, like I said, those are the little things you see on film that you have to try to exploit, especially when it's somebody like Kaysen Olsen who can hurt you in so many ways. You know, if you can get create a fumble or two, try to get in his head. You know, that's something that you want to try to do,
chase
the ball game.
They have made it a mission to say somebody else is going to try to beat us tonight. We're not going to let it be Olsen. So far, that Timberlake defense has been up to task. Two receivers far side, Olsen under center. He drops back to pass. He's in the pocket. He's sacked by Severn, who gets around Wyatt Atwood. Big play that time, Cade Severn. Olsen with a huge loss, about 10 yards on the play. And going to bring up third and a mile, and I don't even know if Kaysen saw him back there.
No, I think, you know, and again, he had the ball kind of away from his body. He says he felt the contact. He pulled it in about as quick as he could. You know, but right now, Winoka's kind of back on their heels right now, both on offense and defense. You know, this is exactly what a team like Timberlake can do to you.
Cade Severn having a pretty nice game tonight. He's really gotten in there. He's playing defensive end. Sometimes they drop him back in that linebacker spot, and they move him around to either side. And he has been able to get back in there and force Winoka to do stuff they're not comfortable with. One receiver wide each side, high snap to Olsen. He comes down with it. He's going to roll right, looking downfield. He uncorks one deep. He's got a man, and just over the outstretched arms of Teagan Allison. Good coverage that time by the Timberlake Tigers. Cameron Brewer had Teagan Allison covered.
That's you know, Kaysen did a good job of, you know, avoiding the opportunity to get hit. There was a great block on the other side of the field picked up. I believe that's what Atwood is on the other side of the field that made the block. But, you know, you're not going to outrun on those deep routes against a team like Timberlake.
Fourth and a mile, spread formation. This might be another punt as Pro comes inside. And there goes a snap, and Olsen will punt it away, and he doesn't get a lot on it, and it comes up short around the 50-yard line. Looked like it came off the side of his foot, and going to be downed right there at the 50-yard line. And with 2:27 left in this half, Timberlake going to take over at midfield, and the Winoka Railroaders, if they want to stay in this thing, need to stop here from their defense.
He's done a lot on those two punts as well, you know. Think about what this field would be like if you're at 20 mile an hour winds, because it's not all that windy down there, and I think the wind affected both of those last 2 months.
I did. It looked like he didn't get his whole foot on it. Sometimes with those quick kicks. Now one receiver wide each side, two backs. They give his inside to Pippen. He's grabbed instantly, and is read in the backfield nicely that time by Winoka. It looked like Michael Solomon, who's really stepped in and played well from that linebacker spot. Not the usual starter, but really earning some minutes for himself.
Yeah, last week with the injury to Jay Stunn, it kind of opened up a spot on the field, so Michael is the one who stepped in there, and he played well last week as well.
Toss sweep near side, Carter Sands. He gets to the edge. He's down to the 35, up inside the 38-yard line. Nice blocking on the outside. Pippen that time throwing a block, doing a little bit of everything, and Carter Sands with the big pickup. Going to make it third and about two. I believe, yeah, they're going to mark it about 2 yards shy. So third and two from the 40, just shy of the 42-yard line. Or Timberlake, who's going to come out in the I formation. Sands, your fullback. Pippen, your tailback. Jenlick under center. Snap to Jenlick. Give us the tailback. Pippen up inside. Tries to get two. I don't think he got it. I think he might have got a yard. Nice job by the rails as Big Joe Morrell that time in there to make sure he didn't get too far.
Yeah, Joe recognized the fact that that was coming his way. He kind of backed into him and knocked him off just enough for Solomon and Drake Brady to get in there and finish off the tackle.
Fourth and a yard, a minute 30. 30-14 your score, minute 30 in the half. I formation, Jenlick, toss sweep, right side, Pippen. Can they get to him? No, he gets the edge up inside and makes a man, drives a man forward, and I believe just enough for the first down. Olsen hit him, but Pippen would not be denied, and I think he did indeed get that first down as Kaysen came up, made contact just about a second too short. He gets to him maybe a little bit sooner. Maybe he's got a shot at that, but Pippen able to keep moving forward, which is what he does. He very rarely will lose a yard or get no yards. He's just going to pick up one. Two receivers near side. Snap back to Jenlick. He looks down to the right. Quick play. He's going to fire it down the right side. He's got Merrick Judd end zone, and Judd comes down with the football. Is he in? Touchdown, Timberlake Tigers! Merrick Judd again, one-on-one outside, and Jenlick makes the throw, and that's going to be about a 37-yard touchdown pass. Touchdown, Tigers, 36-14 now, with a minute 10 to play, and that one hurts for the rails as Timberlake the offense just can't be slowed down right now, and the deep passes are killing Winoka.
Yeah, that, you know, we talked about the Buffalo game. This is the first time I've seen Winoka look like this since the Buffalo game, really in that second half of that game.
High formation. Jenlick rolls out the pass, throws it deep to the right side, and swatted away as he tried to find the back corner of the end zone, and looked like that was Olsen who knocked that down. So they stopped the two-point conversion again due to the rails, but Timberlake scoring again, and that offense scored 36 already in the first half. 36-14 your score with a minute 10 to go. We back after this, or minute 10 of the first half to go. We back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Save up to $11,000 on construction equipment or get 0.99% APR financing for 72 months. Now through December 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena, and this game has been all Timberlake Tigers in this quarter. They have blown this thing open, 36-14 with a minute 10 to go in the half, and a minute 10, enough time. Now, you're down to one timeout here if you're Winoka, but you got to get something out of this drive with a minute 10 to go. You don't want to go in facing this deficit coming out in the second half.
Yeah, this is one of those opportunities for Winoka to come up with a big play. They haven't had that opportunity yet since that run by Perot. You know, get a big play right here before the half and try to change the momentum a little bit.
Another squib kick right side. They tried to grab the onside kick. They hit it a little too early. I don't know if it traveled 10 yards. It goes out of bounds right around the 47-yard line of Winoka, and that's where they'll take over with a minute 09 left in this half. Elsewhere, Buffalo 28, Sasakwa's come back into it, 28-14. They've cut it to two scores. Mountain View Godibo 42 over Medford 20. And Midway trails Tyrone 26-32. Tight one there in Midway, or Council Hills, I believe is the name. I can't remember the name of the town that Midway is in. It's not Midway. One receiver all the way wide near sideline, and one receiver in motion. It's Perot. It's a jet sweep to Perot around the right side. Gets a block. He's got a little crease. He's down to the 40. He has to cut it back inside, and Cameron Brewer saved a touchdown as he came up and hit Perot at the 43. Looked like Robert might have had a lot of space out there. That time Brewer gets off his block and saved a touchdown with a minute 02 left in this half. Big pickup that time by Perot. Ball now at the 33 of Timberlake. Perot in motion again. One receiver wide far side. They fake the give. This time Olsen keeps it. Tries to take it into the middle of the field. He's going to pick up right about 8 or 9 before he's brought down. They're going to call it 7. So 2nd and 3, clock ticking, 36 seconds, 35 seconds. They're going to have to hurry. I'm not sure what's taking so long. 32 seconds, 30 seconds. They got a timeout. Coach is upset that they're not sure. Everyone wanted to get away with that play. One receiver wide each side. Perot going in motion again. It's going to be a jet sweep again to Perot. Same play up the middle. Driven down right around the 15-yard line. Big pickup, but the clock is ticking. It'll start running with 15 seconds to go, and looks like Winoka going to use that timeout.
Well, they're going to stop.
No, they're not going to use it. Yeah, they're going to wait till they spot this thing. There it goes. Clock starting. 13 seconds. Got to get to the football. Ball at the 14-yard line. One receiver wide each side. Perot in motion again from the slot. Same play. No, they fake the jet sweep. Olsen rolls out. He's looking to throw. He's still running around. He's got to get out of there. He runs to the sideline. Can he get out of bounds? Does he? With no time left on the clock, and that's going to do it, as Olsen took too long to run that play, and it just developed late. And now going into the half, 36-14, Timberlake going to take the lead. As looks like the coaches said they got a second left. Winoka's arguing the time on the clock, and I don't think they're going to win this.
Yeah, it looks like they're referee.
Yeah, looks like they're heading back in. So at halftime, Timberlake got big in this one. 36-14, your score. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right. 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena, Oklahoma. Timberlake leading Winoka 36-14 at the half. We got a special guest joining us here. Basketball coach, superintendent, does a little bit of everything here, Mr. Cale Pierce. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Well, thanks for joining us. And one of the things we wanted to mention is we haven't had much chance to talk about it. Great new facility you guys got here. But from what I understand, there's still some improvements yet to happen here. We're not quite finished, right?
Right, yeah, not quite yet.
But let me turn you on. Sorry, I can't hear you here. There you go.
All right. Not quite yet, done yet with what we've got set up for right now. There's some things we'd like to do down the road too, but we just got our concession facility going for tonight. A lot of temporary things in there, like the windows are about half the size of what they're going to be eventually, but it works. It gets us through tonight, and we're excited just to be able to use it for one game before the end of the season.
And who do we have to thank for this, which is really just a wonderful place. Like I mentioned before, it smells like a new car in here. It is very sleek. It looks beautiful. It's in the neighborhood here, which I love. Part of the community. Who designed this? Who is responsible for what we see before us here?
Well, I mean, that's a collective effort. Taxpayers are who, I mean, that's who. It was a bond issue, and we're very fortunate to have a supportive community, supportive communities with our district. But it's a collective effort to kind of figure out what we wanted. And, you know, we talked about, you know, not making it so big that we can't fill it, but just making it, you know, what we do have, perfect size for us and really, really nice. And, you know, the seat backs, I know, in the middle of the stadium, something that I know a lot of people have really been happy about. We're really blessed to have the support of our community to be able to have something like this.
And one of the great things is you can't see it. We mentioned it before. The houses, do we plan all the Christmas lights on all these houses? It is lining the streets. Yeah. And just filled with cars.
I think there's five houses in Helena with Christmas lights, and four of them are right here.
They're part of the team.
Yeah, yeah.
And this has been an issue with a lot of people, especially. I mean, there's some schools, that have trouble passing bonds. But this, you can see the result as cars were just lined out here. It's like Field of Dreams getting in here.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big crowd, and with you guys covering it, we've got, you know, and I want to apologize to you guys having to be on the roof. You're like,
oh, we got the good view
child.
Though.
Yeah, no, you do. But building this press box, I mean, this thing's about four times bigger than the one we had. We never dreamed we'd fill it up, it's really nice. But yeah, it big crowd, and that's despite having so many people that are able to watch and listen from home, which is great.
Now, was there any talk from Coach Severn? Did he look at the front and say, "Name's not big enough"?
No,
it is really big up there. It looks nice.
If they could find a way to win a championship, he'll probably come back to me and say he wants a bigger letter.
Gonna have to have a negotiation.
Yeah, we surprised that with him here a few games back, and I think he was the only one that didn't know. But it was something that, I mean, everybody agreed. It was unanimous that he deserved it. He doesn't feel like he deserves it, but he was very honored, and it was, like I said, it was unanimous. Board and administration, members of the community we talked to, I mean, all felt like he was deserved.
Now, he's about four wins short of 200. I don't think he's going to get there this year. Do you have anything planned for him next year?
We've got some time, going to next season, but I'm sure there'll be something. I mean, we can't name it after him twice, so we're not going to be able to beat that. But hopefully he'll get that soon.
Now, one of the things, you're also the basketball coach. Now, one of the things that you have to watch, it's great that you guys are winning, but you kind of want to get to work too. Right?
I've just got a few kids in the gym, and they're – we can do a bunch of individual stuff. But I mean, trust me, I'm ready for basketball season. But at the same time, I mean, we want them to keep winning. This is awesome. And you know, the history of Timberlake. I mean, the best groups that we've had have been the groups that have excelled in other things. And you know, our last state tournament team on the boys' side was when our boys won the state championship. So you know, it's. Winning is contagious, and mm-hmm. kids learn how to, you know, what it takes to win, and it can benefit everything else that we do here.
Yeah, and it really is. It's just it was a great vibe just coming in here. You can feel the kind of the football excitement. It's really a great facility you guys have built here, and just a great job and a great community.
That's having 3 weeks off. Everybody's just chomping for something to happen.
And something to do because of COVID. So yeah. it's just an event. And it's Thanksgiving, too. So there's, it's been one of those kind of positive weeks for everybody, which has been nice. And it's a great game for you guys here so far tonight in the first half. But thanks for joining us, Coach Pearson. We appreciate having you, and good luck to you guys in the
future.
You
bet. Thank you. You guys come back anytime.
Oh, yeah. That is Kale Pierce, superintendent and basketball coach here at Timberlake High School. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to run down some scores. We got some surprisers here in the area. We're going to get to that here in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. Timberlake at the half leads Winoka 36-14. Back after this, our K101 Road to the Top.
You go where the herd goes. Now get there for less with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. A gas-powered engine delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour. Best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save $2,200 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena. Class C state quarterfinal finds Timberlake leading 36-14 at the half. And we want to kind of run it around. Well, first we'll tell you a little bit how we got there. It started out pretty much as a kind of a shootout here early, as Timberlake getting the ball first, taking it down and scoring pretty quickly. And that was on a J.J. Pippen one-yard touchdown run, but it was set up by a J.J. Pippen 45-yard run where he stepped out of bounds. Ethan Jenlick ran it in for the two-point conversion, 8-0 your score. Then a 10-yard pass, Kaysen Olsen to Cooper Rich, who's playing really well tonight, and Kaysen Olsen with the two-point run to make it 8-8. Tied up at that point, then a 2-yard run by Ethan Jenlick, followed by the J.J. Pippen two-point conversion, 8-8 your score at that point. Then an 8-yard pass, Olsen again to Cooper Rich, two-point conversion, no good. 16-14, and it looked like that two-point conversion might hurt him, but then after a 6-yard run by J.J. Pippen, Timberlake was denied their two-point conversion, which kept the score at 22-14. Then a 26-yard deep pass as Ethan Jenlick started to open the field up, picked up some deep yardage. Dalton Leary found for a 26-yard touchdown. Two-point pass to Merrick Judd, who's been playing a whale of a game, too, with some real deep receptions for Merrick Judd. 30-14 your score at that point. And then a 37-yard pass, Ethan Jenlick to Merrick Judd, as Timberlake starting to break it open now, 36-14. But plenty of time left, a lot can happen, and Winoka can score in a hurry. So don't leave us yet. This thing is far from over. And we want to take a look around the area right now. Currently in Class A, Ringling and Texoma at the half, 8-0 defensive battle there, as Red Devils giving Ringling all they can handle, the defending state champs, Ringling. Moreland up 20-0 on Crescent. The Bearcats, the best 6-5 team in the state.
Bearcat football's on its way back.
Yeah. Pawnee up big on Colcord there. Woodland up 16-0 on Gore. Thomas up big on Tonkawa, 37-0. Ninth-ranked Tonkawa getting spanked by the Terriers at the half. That game about to be over. Hooker hanging tough with Cashin, 20-14 right now. As the Panhandle playing some great football in Texas and Oklahoma. A lot of teams still alive in the Panhandle.
Yeah,
especially if you count Buffalo, which is kind of pre-Panhandle.
Yeah,
Laverne, Buffalo.
A lot of people look at Woodward's Panhandle too. So you know,
that's... depends on where you live, I suppose. Pawhuska up 34-0 on Warner. Can't quite close them out there. In Texas, Canadian won. They played undefeated 7th-ranked Idaloo today and won 56-6.
Yeah, another Texas score. from 1A, six-man division two, you have Follette and Groom. Groom is up in the second quarter, 50-12 on Follette.
Oh, jeez, right, the Groom Tigers. Poor Follette there, taking a spanking. And that's, I mean, Follette just had a tough, they had a tough draw. They had to play a top 10 team last week just to get to this point. And they're not even in the quarterfinals there yet. That would just be the regional final in Tech. Well, they might be, actually in six-man, I think this would be the quarterfinal. But they had a tough road. Turpin hanging tough with Velma Alma, 32-16. Balco Forgan up by 20 over Tipton. The Bulls are another team kind of overlooked, played in a real tough district, got in, is now making a little run here. Laverne up on Waurika, 28-16, just can't quite close them out. Pioneer about to put away Quinton, it's 40-0 there. Dewar up big on Covington Douglas. The Dragons, Joey Fowler, are making a case for a Class B Player of the Year, 32-6 your score there. Shattuck only up two on Alec, 14-12 in a dogfight. Region Prep about to put away Wetumpka. It's 48-0 in the second quarter. That one will be over probably shortly. And Davenport up 26-7 on Summit Christian. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I got Class C scores.
Oh,
right,
sure.
Mountain View Goody Bow up on Medford right now, 48-20. That is late second quarter. At Midway, would you say Council Hills is where Midway is?
Something like Council.
Tyrone's playing well. You know, again, we talk about that panhandle. 42-26 up on Midway right now.
And that's with a banged up Roberto Hernandez playing, either playing hurt or not playing tonight. Right. I don't know.
You know, and I feel like Tyrone's one of the best out of off that side of that side of the bracket. And then Sasakwa and Buffalo. Buffalo was up 28-14 at halftime. And then, of course, here in Timberlake, 36-14 Timberlake over Winoka.
And the Bison were up, I believe, 28-0 in that game. And Sasakwa's hanging tough there. And that's where our other crew is out there for KZZW. But 36-14 our score here with 8:43 before the second half starts. We'll take a break, be right back. We'll talk about some halftime adjustments, talk about what Winoka needs to do to try to come back and what Timberlake needs to do to make sure they keep this lead going. So back after this, Timberlake in front of Winoka, 36-14. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down at 0% APR for 36 months or save $300 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena, 36-14 at the half. Timberlake leading the Winoka Railroaders. And a little bit about of kind of what we see. We talked at the top of the broadcast about Dylan Schloop and how hard that would be as a cover possibly for Winoka. It's really been the speed of Merrick Judd that has kind of broken the field open. And as we mentioned before the game, Jace Dunn is usually a big part of this Winoka team. Not able to play, broke his collarbone. I don't know if he broke his collarbone, but he hurt his collarbone. And he wanted to go, but just couldn't quite get it there. And Jace not able to go, which takes some speed off the field for Winoka that they could desperately need right now that they're behind a little bit. But, I mean, Eric, you may know a little bit. What exactly was Jace Dunn's injury? How did he injure it and what forced him to kind of be out tonight?
Sorry, you catch my breath getting back up down that ladder.
Yes, we're in the crow's nest today.
Yeah. From what I remember happened, he just kind of got twisted as he was getting tackled, put his arm down.
Last week in the Maysville game.
Yes, right. Last week Maysville game. I believe it was late first quarter, early second quarter.
Yeah, and you know, kind of not having that extra element to take the top off. I mean, you can see what Merrick Judd's done for Timberlake, which is that's exactly his role in this offense. He's been able to get behind some of those corners and get open. I mean, some of the throws from Jenlake have actually been underthrown. Judd's made great adjustments on the football deep.
Yeah, on both of those big plays, it was really just the adjustment by Judd. You know, like I said, a lot of it has to do with, what you know, you got to focus. so much on Jen Link, so much on Pippen, that it leads to those one-on-one opportunities.
Yeah, and they've been able up front a little bit, have the Tigers with Colton Lorman and Connor Griffin, Cade Severin, open up that field for Pippen. And when Pippen's been able to find a little space, I mean, you're not gonna get him moving backwards. He's either gonna get a yard or he's gonna break it open on you, and that's opened up the whole field. They've been so worried about Pippen, it's left some guys open on the outside.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I was talking about earlier how the tackling really hasn't been bad for Winoka, and you know, only a few plays that, you know, has caused the score to open up like it has. You know, but Pippen, he's just hard to take down.
And he needed 110 yards to cross 1,000. I think he might be close. He's had a 45-yard run, and he's had a couple other 20-something-yard runs. So he's got to be right around there. I can't believe he doesn't have more yards than that.
Yeah, I got to think a little bit. He hasn't had to play four quarters.
That's true,
you know,
yeah.
So he's not getting as many touches as you think he would have.
Yeah, I mean, on the season, I mean, Timberlake, they've pitched 1, 2, 3. They pitched 5 shutouts this year. They've only given up more than 6 one time. That was 36 to Medford, and that's a senior-laden Medford team. That's not saying nothing there. They're averaging 59 points a game and giving up 10.2.
Yeah, that's – I'm sorry. You know, there's last week some people were kind of wondering why, you know, Winoka was still playing their starters so late as they were able to get into the fourth quarter, you know, without – 45 of them, and a lot of the reason for that is we knew we were going to have to play four quarters this week.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, those guys needed an opportunity to be out on the field the whole game.
Yeah, and Kaysen Olsen, who's got over 3,000 total yards offense, he's going to be in the conversation for Player of the Year in Class C, and they have really held him in check. They've kept him inside. Now, they know he's going to do that run where he tries to run behind his center, Joseph Burrell. But they've been kind of able to pinpoint it, and they've been able to grab the ball when he holds it out. They've found his kind of one of the weaknesses of Kaysen Olsen and been able to exploit it a little bit. And nice job by the Timberlake coaches figuring out just kind of what the kryptonite might be for Mr. Olsen.
You know, and they have done that, but one of the good things about Kaysen, I noticed this last year, early in the season last year as I started watching Winoka football, was he knows how to make adjustments.
Yes.
He's a very smart player. You know, he doesn't – whenever he struggles – you know, he takes a step back, he looks at what he needs to do, what adjustments he needs to make, and he'll come forward and try to do his best to lead his team back.
Yes, he does not get rattled, and he's quick on his feet, and he's and not only offensively, defensively as well, making sure everybody's in the right spots. You best believe this is not over for number 8. He's going to come out in this second half, and he's going to kind of diagnose what he saw. The coaches are going to help him, but he's going to look at this and say, all right, this is where we need to open things up. Look for Kaysen Olsen, because he's not going to go out in his senior year down 36-14 without
a
fight.
You know, we talked, you know, I kind of mentioned right before that last drive of the first half how Winoka needed to do something to start trying to change momentum a little bit. You know, and they fought in that last drive. They got some open holes. They had some opportunities. Clock management may be an issue, you know. We don't really know what was going on there, but at the same time, you know, they were able to move the ball, and that should give them a little bit of energy going into the second half with the ball first.
Yeah, I would look for them to hurry up, but I would also look for Cooper Rich to become more involved. He was trouble early. They went away from him a little bit, and they were able to, like you mentioned, that play where he came out blocking and then released back in the end zone for that touchdown. That's been open. I mean, the speed from Timberlake's been able to keep Winoka in front of them, but if maybe some of that size that Winoka has might be more to their advantage. Now, it's not what they're used to doing. They're not used to playing being bigger than the other team, but might be some way to kind of catch the Tigers off guard here. You got to try something down 36-14.
And on the Cooper Rich conversation, that is one thing that Timberlake has done to change the game, is they, you know, early on, Cooper was getting in the backfield. He was, you know, he was blowing up plays. He was all over the place, and they figured out how to block him a little bit. So now the young player needs to figure out how to make some adjustments on his side, you know, start getting out there and disrupting this Timberlake offense.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice battle between Cade Severin and Cooper Rich as they put those two big guys head-to-head a little bit. We'll see how that shapes out in the second half. About a minute 19 left. We'll take a break and be right back here, although it doesn't look like they're actually going to start in a minute 15 seconds because I don't know if both teams are ready to quite kick it and get it underway, but we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Timberlake in front of Winoka at the half, 36-14. Back with the second half on our K101 Road to the Top.